Today's episode contains violent descriptions that may not be suitable for young audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to today's episode of Dying to be Found, The Dash. I'm Deb, and today we'll delve into a gripping story of resilience, faith, and the harsh realities facing Haiti, the 2021 missionary kidnappings. This is a story that captivated global attention, underscoring the escalating challenges in a nation plagued by instability and violence. Missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. Gang violence spirals out of control. Royal family of Haiti gang that kidnapped American missionaries taken down by feds before jailbreak battle. Notorious gang kidnapped U.S. missionaries in Haiti. 17 U.S. missionaries, including children, kidnapped in Haiti. It all began in October 2021 when a group of 17 individuals, 14 missionaries, and 3 children were abducted near Port-au-Prince by the 400 Mwozo gang. This gang's name roughly translates to 400 inexperienced men. In today's episode, we'll take you through the events leading up to the crisis, the ordeal of captivity, and the extraordinary journey to freedom. To understand the context of this event, we need to look at the broader picture. Haiti is known to be the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere and has long struggled with political instability, corruption, and poverty. The assassination of President Jovenel Moise at private residence on July 7th, 2021 was a turning point. It created a power vacuum that gangs like 400 Mwozo quickly exploited. Just weeks after the president's death, a devastating earthquake measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale struck the southern peninsula, killing more than 2,200 people and leaving countless others homeless. Amid this chaos, the 400 Mwozo gang tightened its grip on areas near Port-au-Prince, including Croix-de-Bouquet. U.S. Department of Justice says Jean Pelisse, alleged member of Haiti's 400 Mwozo gang, was involved in October abductions. This group, infamous for mass kidnappings, used hostages as leverage to extract hefty ransoms. Their victims this time were members of the Christian Aid Ministries, a U.S.-based organization committed to helping vulnerable communities and actively supporting 9,000 Haitian children in orphanages and schools. The missionaries had been visiting an orphanage and were returning to their base when their bus was intercepted between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. on this Saturday morning. October 16th, 2021. A peaceful day turned into a nightmare when the missionary's bus was stopped at a gang-controlled roadblock. Armed men forced them off the vehicle and took them to an undisclosed location. Among the group were 5 children ranging between the ages of 8 months to 15 years old. 4 adult men and 2 women were also taken by force, where the perpetrators soon made light of their demands. The gang's demands were clear. $1 million per hostage. This was part of their broader strategy to fund their operations and assert control. Just days before the kidnapping, Haiti had received a visit from high-level U.S. officials who promised more resources for a stronger police force, plus funding to reduce gang violence. But foreign aid did not come soon enough. Word spread quickly when one of the victims used WhatsApp to signal for help, and word spread quickly of their kidnapping. As negotiations began, the missionaries' families in North America gathered for prayer vigils, hoping for a peaceful resolution. The hostages faced unimaginable conditions during their 61 days in captivity. Although the kidnappers provided food and clean drinking water to the missionaries, the water used to clean dishes was contaminated, which caused many of the captive members to endure sores on their skin. The missionaries and their families drew strength from their faith, praying together and supporting one another. The hostages spoke to gang members on numerous occasions, even reminding the ringleaders of God's eventual judgment in days to come. The gang's reaction could not be verified, nor could the treatment of the hostages during this disparaging time. They never lost hope. Their faith and solidarity kept them going through those dark days. Back in Haiti, the crisis highlighted the broader issue of rampant gang violence. By 2021, kidnappings had surged by 300%, leaving the population paralyzed in fear. Because Haiti has one of the highest kidnapping rates in the world, the 400 Mwazo gang took advantage of a weakening police force in the wake of the president's assassination and proceeded to carry out nearly 800 kidnappings. President Moïse's death left Haiti's political and social infrastructures vulnerable to gang activity, allowing gang members to infiltrate essential supply routes in and out of the country. Citizens demanded action, but with limited resources, authorities struggled to combat the gang's growing influence. After weeks of negotiations, a breakthrough came in November 2021 when 5 hostages were released. According to the Associated Press, an unidentified person paid an undisclosed amount to have these hostages released and was not affiliated with the non-ransom policy set forth by the U.S.-based missionary involved in this kidnapping. The final twist came on December 16th, when the remaining 12 hostages executed a daring escape. Under the cover of darkness, they were able to break through a barrier wall, walking in silence for miles toward freedom until they finally reached safety. According to the remaining hostages, this escape was only possible due to the recent rains that forced gang members into shelter in another area of the compound where all the hostages had been held, allowing them to steal away into the night. Their courage was extraordinary. This was a case where diplomacy, pressure, and bravery all came together. The hostages were reunited with their family, bringing an end to this harrowing chapter. The images of their reunion was filled with tears, hugs, and relief. On May 10th, 2022, 7 Haitian nationals and members of the 400 Mwazo gang were indicted on charges of conspiracy of armed kidnapping with the intent to take hostages, 16 U.S. citizens and 1 Canadian citizen, while holding them captive for 61 days in 2021. A statement read to accused gang members on behalf of the victims stated, quote, "We do not know all the challenges you face. We do believe that violence and oppression of others can never be justified. You caused our hostages and their families a lot of suffering. However, Jesus taught us by word and his own example that the power of forgiving love is stronger than the hate of violent force. Therefore, we extend forgiveness to you." Unquote. The 2021 missionary kidnappings in Haiti were a stark reminder of the country's challenges. Yet, amid the despair, there was resilience, courage, and faith.
city needs sustained international support, not just in times of crisis, but to build long-term stability.
As we close this episode, let's remember the people of Haiti and the ongoing struggle they face every day. Not just in the dangerous society that they live in, but the poor socioeconomic state that plagues this country. Consider making donations to those in need at hopeforhaiti.org or savethechildren.org, which you can also find in our show notes. In the meantime, thanks for listening to Dying to Be Found and Dying to Be Found the Dash. Before we go, we would love to receive feedback from our listeners on this storyline or any of our other episodes. If you have a storyline you would like to hear, email us at dying2befound@gmail.com. Look for more content at dyingtobefound.com, plus on our socials at Instagram and TikTok. Talk to you soon.